Did Cole cry?
I think he did once or twice.
Just
on
a
Saturday.
Tear or two. I asked him if he was going to retire like Elway right after it.
He gave me a hug at one point, and it literally like it lasted really long. And it like it's one of those where you're like it's tears of joy, and you're so happy. And I'm like at one point, I'm like, do I say something? Do I just keep standing here?
Just let it happen.
And I'm like, please don't cry, Cole. Please don't cry.
Oh, he cried.
Because as you know, him and Hughes had the most crazy hug in the history of TSL.
I didn't even see it.
The first one we won in the spring, like people were literally laughing. Him and Hughes were crying, rolling around on the ground. It was freaking hysterical.
Their lives were complete.
They were complete. They completed each other.
Okay. Well, let's do this then, huh?
There was no crying after Saturday, though, because the thing almost went nuclear.
Oh, can't wait to hear about it.
Oh, my God. I've seen some crazy things, but that one was... That was interesting. We stopped getting emails from Bobby. Yay.
Well, maybe he just had more time to write one. It's going to be longer. He's just still going.
Could be.
Anything's possible.
Ramirez sent Bobby an email, which literally, Ramirez literally went nuclear. He went like old school, like 2008 nuclear.
The Ramirez-Bobby email rule. It just has to be 47 pages long.
I read Ramirez's email and I literally was like, I've been on the other end of this. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to sit back and just enjoy this for once.
Yeah, this is what it feels like.
It was like
the other side.
Freaking 5,000 words and F you was said like 15 times.
Fuck you. You're cool.
After he accused him of freaking like not like doing his job and like throwing the game. And Ramirez's like, F you, loser.
You think Ramirez wants you to win?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, no offense, but if you said, like, who would you not want to win? Lenny Elba 1, Tommy Hughes 2. Like, we'd be in his top 3. Yes, he wanted us. And now, obviously, it's Bobby 1, Lenny 2, and Tommy Hughes 3. But, yeah, it was just, it was weird. So, we got through it.
I'm glad to hear
life goes on. I could really care less. We won, and we're not changing that reality. So,
good.
Yes, now we're going to pray to baby Jesus that we do not suck today. God bless us, one and all.
We're not going to suck.
We can't suck.
The first 5 minutes of the show is already pretty good.
Yeah.
He's going to tell you to edit it all out.
No, I'm not. We're going, whatever's said today is said today.
Hit the button, Jim. Please.
There is someone here that normally doesn't speak, but she has a mic.
Ah, oh, Boots got the microphone.
Hey, before we go to the intro, can I answer a question? Real quick, let's cut that music. Once and for all, what team are you on, Stegmeier or 40-year playing guy? Like, let me ask you straight up. Which one do you want her to end up with?
God, you got to find a third to do an MFK, man.
Yeah, 40-year.
You want an M4? See, you can taste it too, right? He's so good.
You can taste it.
Everybody can feel it coming. They're going to fall in love, I'm telling you, people.
It's so fun.
And if they don't, we need to help them as a group.
I'm on the other side, personally.
You're with Stegmeier?
Yeah,
no. He jammed you, dude.
It doesn't matter.
You don't jam a dude going for the cycle.
Stegmeier's still.
Yeah, you're right. You are right.
Come on.
Just got him right
but
back.
That's just a testament to your character. That this freaking... You know what, and you know what you are, Stegmeier. Freaking
handsome.
Jammed you when you're going for the cycle.
And he threw it inside.
Yeah,
and like,
and you're still accepting him. Good luck. Don't show up at Thanksgiving, freaking Stegmeier, because you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You're not getting a turkey
leg,
pal.
We're going to go out back and practice softball.
Yeah, you know what? He's going to probably try to jam you, so you don't want to do that.
Something's getting stuck.
But so you're a 40-year playing guy?
Yeah.
Oh, so am I. Now let's go.
I think I am, too.
You are listening to the Top of Sports Podcast.
And now, your host, Lenny.
I'm still alive. Yay. So, welcome back. This could be my last show ever.
It's not. You're not going
to. Dun, 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 dun. We never know what's going to happen. So, good evening. Welcome. This is the last podcast for a little while until January 11, 2019 at the Edmark Hotel. We're going to have a little banquet.
Lord.
It's going to be awesome.
It's gonna be
fantastic.
You don't have to go to Niagara Falls for it. It's already good.
It is good.
It could drop 12 feet of snow that day, and people will still show up.
I've talked to a bunch of people, and they've all basically said this. With the exception of maybe McKenzie Agency and D6, if the league wanted like a storybook ending, we got it. Like Public Enemy won.
There was a
Topper's team won. Third and Schlong won. Like the teams.
Quinn won. You like that too much. But
yeah, girls' team maybe. But if McKenzie Agency won, it would have been icing on the cake of like all the teams that you wanted to win.
What about Bullet Club?
No, we didn't win last time.
Well, they won last time, so that's okay. Team Topper, like they're the good guys.
Topper winning.
Good
line story.
Yeah, it took so long, and they finally did it. So, we're going to talk about finals. We're going to talk about this, that, and the other thing. We're going to talk about crazy endings. We're going to talk about crazy beginnings. Let's say hello to everybody. Nicole and Scotty from Third and Schlong are here.
Hi.
Ryan, how you doing?
Good evening. I'm doing fantastic. I'm still standing, and that's a good thing.
Yay.
Kelly Little.
Yes.
How long? It's been like 13, 14 seasons?
Right. So
yeah, 2011? That's seven. Yeah, that's 14 seasons, right?
At that time,
right?
I was still on Green Machine.
Were you on Green Machine the first year?
Yes, until we dismantled
Green Tapper. So it's at least 10 seasons, though.
Yes.
It was forever. And
way too long.
They finally won.
To be in the playoffs every season and never bring it home.
And you made Matty Ice tap. That had to make you feel good. You pulled him off the field.
It felt so, I will say this. It was amazing to play against Matty Ice and not hear, "Let's fucking go."
No, Jay-Z didn't have to say it either because he does it just as much as he does.
Jay-Z was too busy clotheslining people.
Holding me.
Real quick question. Did the curse of Jay-Z come into the play? Like, I don't know if anybody knew this or not, but Jay-Z might have the worst record in the history of TSL championship games.
He may.
Like, I think he's like 0-5 or 0-6 or something like that. I don't think he's ever won.
What?
Yeah.
I believe that.
Garbage gave me that stat today. He goes, Len, he's...
Well, Garbage has to know.
Garbage knows everything.
He's like his personal assistant, so yeah.
If Garbage and Jeff Kroll started a business, they could do statistics for literally anything.
Like, it's weird that they went from scoring, 37 points against Joey Bats and Grimmdor to just getting completely blanked.
Zero.
That's insane.
Not one.
There was a lot of teams that weren't happy about the weather.
Well, what are you going to do?
Leading into this, literally, they were not happy about the cold. They were not happy about the weather. They just weren't happy.
Sure. It's kind of what we said last time. Like, the end of this session is always affected by weather somehow. Before it was rain, wind. This time it was just a little bit of snow that made it just a little bit more fun.
And going back to third
slot. We were thrilled.
I was about to say, you guys had to be sitting there going, God, not pocket again. Yeah. Like, if you're playing on AstroTurf, I mean, I don't know if that final is going to be what it was. But you were playing in the mud, and you had to love that.
It was spectacular. It was good. They couldn't move.
You had to be happy. Yeah,
that's what we needed.
I literally watched, because I was freezing at that point and just joyous from our game, but I literally watched a little, and I just kept, they kept trying to throw, I'm like, nope.
He kept trying to go over the middle. Nope.
Yeah,
it
made no
working.
Sense.
Yeah.
No sense. If you, and we're going to get to these scores in a couple minutes, but if you really look, I don't think in the history of our championships have we ever, in semis, had that many scores under 30 points. Like, if you look at 27-7, 28-22, 24, they went right down the line. There's only like three or four teams that scored over 30 points all day.
Yeah.
So it was pretty crazy. Overall
for the week, did you find that the sub list was used heavily?
No.
Or barely used?
Barely used at all. Matter of fact, did we have any sub requests?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Joey Bats had Emily Schilling, and he got busted almost because he tried to get her for both. Well, they only played one game, but he was only allowed one game because he used three of his four. So, like, Joey Bats, you can only use one. Now, in poor Joey Bats, like, is he ever going to beat Matty Ice?
No.
Like,
oh, we will.
Well, yeah, but Joey, just that in general, Joey Bats in the history of his life has never beat Matty Ice.
I mean, your girls' team will. You just need a different quarterback.
Yeah, you better. And we
obviously
play this game.
Obviously got to trot Topper out for that game.
Yeah,
just like
really.
Sit Joey.
Could you beat Cunning Stunts with freaking Topper a quarterback?
Obviously. We are Cunning Stunts.
No, I said, could you beat Topper?
Wait.
Like, if Topper was your quarterback, could Cunning Stunts beat the Angels?
Yeah, that you said that.
Instead of Joey Bats, my bad.
There you go.
Yeah, take Joey Bats out, put Topper in. You win that game.
Ooh. I don't know. So you got to look at defense, too. I love Topper as a quarterback. Absolutely.
But against Matty Ice.
Uh-huh.
You guys are 2-0 against them this year, aren't you? Didn't you beat them twice?
They didn't play the one game.
Yeah, A&A. No, I think you beat them in the regular season, too, didn't you?
I don't recall playing them earlier in the season.
I thought
but
you did.
I was out for like
I think you were. Yeah, I think you beat them because you guys were 9-8-1 or 7-1. I think you beat everybody, but I don't remember who you lost to.
We lost to. Oh my god.
Dun, 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 dun.
Wrong day to be.
It doesn't matter. The most important thing is you didn't lose the last game. You won it, and that's all that matters. You beat Matty Ice. Yay!
Nice.
Yes.
And Matty is a great guy.
Yes,
he really
is.
But that felt amazing.
That it felt good. That felt good. Well, let's get into these games, and we're going to talk about these championships. We'll start with D6 and work our way down the line.
D6 in the semis. Celino Suarez scored 27, beating the tight end zones, who only put up 7 points for that game. Peachy Platoon scored 45, and Jabronis with 20. And now for the announcement of your final scores on the D6 championship game. Let's turn that over to the man on mic. Right here, down at the end. Come on, Junior.
Well, your final score was Peachy Platoon 28. Celino Suarez only put up 22.
Those are your D6 scores.
That's adorable.
That was awesome.
Hey, cool. Exactly what everybody thought would happen happened. Weather be damned.
Yeah, but Jill Dibble on Facebook said that, geez, the Godfather, can't believe you picked those guys.
I can't believe you gave us such shitty odds. Like, come on, get out of here.
Yeah, like, did anybody even think it was going to be close?
What was the spread?
Well, no,
he, The Godfather just did like odds this week. So I think it was 2-1.
Yeah, it was 2-1, 3-1.
And then 999,000 to 1 and 1,000,000 to 1 or something.
There was no way. Like, you had a better chance of getting struck by lightning than you did of either one of these two teams beating Platoon or Celino. Yeah. They should have been, Peachy Platoon probably should have been in D4, maybe their low-end D4. Celino, I'm just saying low-end. They wouldn't have beat you. And Celino probably was D5 all day long.
So that'll be rectified, I assume. By
that will definitely be rectified. The only problem we're going to have to see is, like,
are they coming back? Who's going to be on the team? All that nonsense.
And we don't know what's going to happen with D2, because if we have a D2, there's going to be a trickle-down effect.
Yeah,
so that could affect everything. Because we're hearing rumors that we could be having problems up in D1. So, like, you could have people falling down into D2.
That happens every...
This is going to be the year. I think we're going to be lucky if we have six teams in D1.
Really? Every season people go...
I heard Travis's team's done. And right.
That I can confirm.
Yeah, and then XTC's been talking. Now, Russell and Stegmaier...
They'll always come back.
Yeah, they said they're going to come back. Right. They want to go stay in D1. Tommy Hughes wants to bring them down to D2. So there's going to be a fight going on there in the offseason.
That would be fun, too, though.
Yeah. And then, honestly, Angry Buffalo is probably going down to D2. I told Coach Jay, listen, dude, you took one for the team. I am shutting up now. If you want to go in D2, you want to go in D6, I don't care. Wherever Coach Jay wants to bring Angry Buffalo is fine with me, because they're definitely breaking with the new gods. And
that's going to be interesting, seeing them face Third and Schlong in D2 next.
Well, no. The game is Third and Schlong at Bullet Club. Like, would you guys follow into D1 if you had to?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
All day long.
The long chase. The long chase.
That's what 40-year guy's doing right now. He's watching film.
I doubt if he is.
Are you sure he's even breathing right now?
I don't know. He hasn't responded.
He's in an orange van with a clothespin throwing passes to himself right now with a video camera. Yeah, trying to put a tape together. Nothing special. Platoon, a great season. Celino was a good team, too.
Yeah, nothing to be ashamed of here. I hope that was a good final. I mean, my feet were numb by that time, so I was gone. But
once again, 28-22. And Jabroni, congratulations to him. Nobody expected to be in the semis. They made it.
Yeah.
They won two wheel spins, so kudos to them.
That's even more impressive, winning two wheel spins.
And at the end of the year, where were they again? Belly up to the bar. They were there. They did it. So congratulations to them. The Jabronis are a good bunch. So
newcomers of the year.
They played last year, but nobody really knew them too much except for the bathroom.
Well, they played last season. Like, all of our awards are for the entire year. Both.
You know what's crazy now that we think about this? Remember the bathroom incident?
Yes.
Now that we know them a little more, has the brain begun to turn a little bit?
It just makes perfect sense.
I have an idea on who it could be.
No, they hit. Oh, it might be the girl who fucked the car.
Oh, yes, that's what I was thinking. I mean, honestly, she sodomized a car. What would she do in a bathroom? Just put one and one together.
I don't know. Indoor plumbing. That'd be something.
Yeah, well, let's try those D5s.
And your D5 semifinals. We have All We Do Is Quinn with 27, Witters with 14. Ace put up 20, and Hope and Ruin put up 31.
And thank you very much for that. In the final, All We Do Is Quinn wins with 32. Hope and Ruin put up 13. Those are your D5 scores.
DJ Tommy's going to be jelly, because this could be a new grouping. I see peanut butter and jelly right here.
I'm trying to cultivate this. I am. We're going to build bridges
this
tonight.
This is how magic happens.
It really is. Wait to the banquet.
Wow.
So be at the podcast.
We got plans.
Yeah. Another one that kind of went the way you thought, but once again, I wrote about this on yesterday. Kudos again to Newberry. 27-14, they gave him a good game. They shocked Maddie's Angels. Witters came to play, and they had a better season than we thought.
Witters or Withers?
But it could be both.
All right.
And Hope and Ruin beat Ace. I didn't expect Ace to be there. And they beat Hope and Ruin beat them. They're the most resilient bunch in the world. They were
absolutely.
I want to say 1-5 at one point.
Yep.
Something crazy, and they went on a tear at the end.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like their game plan.
Yeah.
Just sneak into the playoffs and just slide in.
But once again, another team lost in the finals. Who do you think was at the bar having a good old time? Hope and Ruin.
Yep.
And you know what? Good for All We Do Is Quinn, because Hope and Ruin they beat them for the D6 title. They beat them for the D5 title. They've had their number, and All We Do Is Quinn finally got them. So kudos to them. Big victory. They'll be heading up to D4. And that's a good thing.
As they should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they should be. I don't see anybody from D5 with the exception of maybe them making the move up.
No, not right now.
No.
Not that I can think of.
No.
No.
So, once again, we're getting to the bigger storylines, but so far everybody's holding serve. Nothing's out of the ordinary. And then it happened. Let's go to D4.
Dun, 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 dun.
D4 in the semis. Third and Schlong scored 42, and HK7, they could only put up 8. But there was one more semi-game, isn't that right?
Yes. We had the Puckett All-Stars with 20, the Ultimate Warriors with 8.
So that lined up for an amazing final there over in the D4 Final Championships. Who was that and what was the score?
That was the Puckett All-Stars with 22 and 3rd and Schlong with 35.
35 on the board for the champions of D4.
If you close your eyes, I don't know which one was talking.
So I got a bunch of questions. I got to start with the first one. So 40-year swag guy, what did he have Third and Schlong Championship hats? And
oh, man.
Did they come
he
out of the bag?
He ran a commercial. I think he ran a commercial.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been awesome if all of a sudden, here's your Third and Schlong Championship hat. Here's your Third and Schlong Championship
I think the only
t-shirt.
Thing that would have been more awesome is if you guys lost and he had to send all those shirts to like kids in
overseas,
Africa.
Yeah,
kids in Africa.
Yeah.
That would have been funny.
You know he made that call. So let me start, before we get to all this, so what? How did we get to the hats and the sweat? Like, who knows who? Like, how did that all happen?
He has some hookups.
He works
somewhere.
At
Duval Safety.
Duval Safety, and okay. I guess they do that. I didn't know that. He makes our shirts and stuff.
You guys have shirts. You had, was I right? I saw hoodies.
Yeah,
probably hoodies.
Baseball
hats. Yeah.
But, one of the funniest moments of this season was Senior at the end of the bar doing Stegmeyer, where he grabbed the hat and put, flattened the bill out and turned it to the right and goes, look at me, I'm Stegmeyer, with the fingers. I almost started dying.
We do have a picture. It's pretty
That was awesome.
How can he talk about his future son like
that? Do you have an online store?
Not yet.
That might be what he's setting up. That's why I couldn't get a hold of him.
He's figuring out the internet right now.
A lot of orders. We have a lot of orders.
So walk me through it. HK7 is basically being known as this offensive juggernaut. They're killing people on offense. You know, it was Emily Schilling against Katie Keller. It was the blonde girl of the century. And 42-8, like nothing.
They couldn't get anything going offensively at all.
Is their quarterback losing his marbles?
They were yelling at their quarterback. They were not happy with him.
Because the week before, and I wasn't here, but you know, I wanted to bring the story up, and I should have when they called me. Their quarterback was going crazy. And at one point, he started screaming at a guy. The dude walked right off the field and got a penalty because he didn't run off, grabs his keys, starts taking his cleats off, and he starts walking towards his car. He's like, dude, I'm sorry. He's like, dude, this is social co-ed football. Chill the F out, you know? And
I think that they were getting pretty close to that.
No, they were.
Saturday.
There was somebody
they were not
zone.
Happy.
Once again, another team, a little more rhythm, a little more long balls. You know, Third and Schlong was made for the mud.
Oh, we're made for 5-yard dump passes.
That's what I'm saying. Great tall guys, great possession guys, girls that can catch the ball. I mean, it was on display.
We've always played well against HK7, though, or HK4, or whatever they've been.
77 points, though, in 2 games. Like, nobody's even close. Go down the line. Every single championship, nobody put that up.
We got the run game going early with the conditions. So I mean,
you want to laugh, Scotty? I was talking about this before the game started. I looked at Hughes before our game started. I'm like, do we have a jet sweep in the playbook? This might be the week to use it.
I think we lined up in the wishbone at one point just to
throw them off.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Puckett All-Stars beats the Ultimate Warriors, and you had to know it was coming. You knew with the sloppy track, but you had to look there and go, not them again.
I knew they were. Actually, it's in the morning. Nicole said on the way there, she goes, I got a terrible feeling about today. And I go, you know, we're good. After we beat Cintas last week, I just had a feeling that we were going to, even though they are our kryptonite, they really have been. But
yeah, ever since D5?
Yeah, I just had it. When they were, go fumble yourself.
That's who it was. I couldn't remember what. You're absolutely right. The kid with the orange shoes just to drive you guys crazy. Orange. And you want to laugh. Do you know who that is?
Who's that?
That's the quarterback of Peachy Platoon.
He didn't play, though. He's hurt.
Yeah, I don't know if he was or not, but that's
no,
the same guy.
He was in street clothes on the sideline.
Yeah, Joe Schwab, I think his name is, if memory serves me right.
We just call him Orange Shoes.
Yep, but...
No, wasn't that the guy from Quinn, Schwab?
I think so, but
he's we're really bad.
He's also the quarterback.
This is why everybody should come meet us so we know exactly who you are.
But 35 to 22, I mean, that quarterback just looked, he was out of his mind. Like, TJ, he's mellow. He just, you could see it in his eyes. He knew he lost.
And this is, you're talking about Puckett game,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Actually, our girls we killed their girls. That was the difference in the game. Absolutely. Nicole had 2 touchdowns, I think. Katie had 2 interceptions, and it was just.
It's a wrap.
It is. It really is.
So how many did she have in the first game? Did she totally steal Emily Schilling's milk money?
No. She had 2.
Oh, you did. You were the one that just stepped on Emily Schilling going, kill shot.
Yeah.
It was flip-flopped.
Nice.
Instead of Kay being offensive, me being defensive, it was completely
Well, that didn't feel nice because she gets the pub all the time. How'd you feel? It made you feel good inside.
That's why she's here.
Did.
That's why she has a microphone. She's ready to talk about it.
And, hey, I'm telling you something. 40-year plan guy sat right in that very chair, what, Joe, 3-4 weeks ago? And he said, I'm telling you, he wasn't cocky, but he's like, we're getting hot at the right time. Our team's coming together. He goes, I'm telling you, we're going to win it all.
To be fair, he was in that chair. But
okay, whatever he was, but he did say that. And he said, we're getting, and you know what? If you go look at the stats, you guys were wicked hot down
I
the stretch.
I think we won 7 in a row, yeah.
Yeah, it was something crazy.
A lot of them were blowouts, too, yeah.
Uh-huh.
What changed?
Austin came back.
Yeah, but he wasn't even there this week.
No, we hit Slim came back.
That was the one play I did see. Like, Slim is like 27 feet tall. He's big. And it was just this ball. I'm like, there's no, oh, wait a minute. And he just, touchdown.
He's huge. He's got to be 6'7".
He's got to be at least.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, except, and like, really, really tall guy, they use him.
Right.
And they throw it to him and just comes down. In the mud, what do you do against a guy 6'7"?
Throw it high.
Well, yeah. My dad can only throw it. He's limited. So when we're down there, he says, Sean, just go. I'm just going to throw it up, and you out-jump them, and that's what we do a lot.
And we always talk about emotion. So did 40-year playing guy cry?
Come on, well, he had to have
he was
he had to have. Are you sure?
He might have, but it was so cold, everybody's eyes were watering.
Did he try to propose to Katie Keller at halftime? There were rumors that he was going to try to pull that move.
I was asked by one of the girls on Puckett if she said she was promised a proposal at halftime, and so she was kind of looking forward to it.
Him to Katie Keller or 40 playing guy to her?
No, just to watch it.
She's an avid listener to this show because she's asked me numerous questions.
Nice.
Yes.
This is good.
Who are you? Come on the show.
Thank you for listening.
We need people.
I think it's the quarterback's sister. Okay. I don't know if you know who that is.
We might.
I talked to via email. Is it Ashley, I think? And she's a really nice person. Like, she's one of the nicest people.
Super. I can't.
Super nice person. Yeah, every time she's like, hey, listen, we've got a sub request and we're doing this and that. And I'm sorry, but is this okay? And I'm like, no, Ashley, it's okay. You know, that we're here to help. Whatever you need.
Come to the banquet, introduce yourselves to Lenny and I so we can know who you are.
But I've asked her to be on the podcast a couple times. TJ came and he was nice.
Yes,
and
he was awesome.
He was a really good guy to talk to. So hopefully they come on a little more. And I think she's a student, and that was one of the reasons she couldn't do it because her school had happened to just not work out. So we'll get her on in the spring.
Makes
with
sense.
Joe K, the Joe K show.
Yeah, featuring Lenny Albo.
We don't know where Lenny's going to be in the spring.
You're always going to be around.
I'm going to be somewhere, right?
You're going to be one of those heads on Futurama. I'm just going to have to carry you around.
It'd be awesome. Get a little iPad or something, wheel me around. Nice. So congratulations to Third and Schlong.
Awesome.
And 40-year plan guy and everybody. Austin. So how did Austin feel that he wasn't there? Like, obviously something in life's going on? Or
he's struggling right now.
Oh, he's dying.
I tagged him in our championship picture. Just tagged him
in just the empty space.
Yeah, absolutely.
We called him right after, and he wanted to be excited, I think, but I think he was upset that he wasn't.
I think he ran wind sprints.
Who was the idea of the cupcakes? Who thought of that one?
They were just extras.
Actually, she made them for me for work on Friday, and they were left over.
I wish I wasn't diabetic.
Those were
I'm like,
really
somebody's got the right idea. Those look really good.
Cupcakes.
I saw that box. I'm like, Lenny, run.
No, Lenny,
at one point, I was just going to walk out with the box.
I got this.
Go drive right to Millard as I'm eating 27 cupcakes.
Hey, I'm here now.
700 sugar. Yay. Shoot for the stars.
Go big or go home.
All right, Kelly, it's time to shine. D3. Mm-hmm.
With your D3 semi-final games.
We got one topper too many with 22. Bullet Club with 13. A&A, 37. Gryffindor, 18.
And then down in your final, one topper too many finally walks away with the win after Hunt and Chase of many years scoring 33. A&A. Zero. Huh.
So let's set the stage, Kelly. You have to be reading the website. You have to listen to the podcast from time to time. You guys were getting taken a little bit to task.
Yeah.
Not even you guys.
Topper, bad weather quarterback.
A certain person was giving shit to Topper.
Yes.
Exactly.
There was no Andrew Davis. Things were looking bleak. Last year, Drew wasn't there.
And the thing about Davis is that I just think that he's just not recognized for how amazing he is.
He was a star receiver at NNT.
I believe that.
Yeah, he was a great player.
He's flawless. It's just simple. And so going into the game Saturday morning, I was a little concerned not having him, even though we did have Drew again. And
no
we
tattoos
have Aaron.
This time.
No tattoos this time. Although I will say Topper did call a few plays for Andrew, even though he was nowhere.
Did he draw him in the snow? Because they weren't, like, he didn't say post or run. He would just say, you're the stick, run to the
stone. See,
that's
the thing with our team. We all argue over who gets the drawing on their boobies. So that's where we like it.
Topper.
And it works.
That sounds like a Topper team.
It so does.
It is.
I love it.
It is. So that game, I was just... I'm just going to say I was out majority of the season. So I was happy to be back and playing. But I will say this, that Britt and Brandy just freaking killed it all season long.
They were awesome. This
Every season they're getting better.
They were so Absolutely. Good.
Seasons keep getting better and better and better.
Absolutely.
Especially on defense.
And normally, I mean, so I was bummed because I haven't been able to be active for a while, but that was just on me. But I, first time that I've ever been out with an injury that I did not mind coming to watch the games because it was just, it didn't matter if I was there or not because our team just meshed so well together. Yeah,
and Kelly Sabo was a sub who, like,
she came in.
Talk about a sub that came in seamlessly.
Out of nowhere.
Right. Yeah.
She had,
like, she had missed
years.
A step.
And that's what I said. And it was great because I played volleyball with her.
Yeah, great athlete. She was a great athlete for years. Played for
Absolutely.
Mayhem, for her and Kelly for a while.
And she kept denying it. Like, I kept asking her. I was like, can you sub for me? Can you sub? Salvati makes one call.
Of course he
Boom.
Does.
Boom. She's there.
What?
Another thing. Mm-hmm. Nixon and Salvati. So neither of them really played in the spring session because of other duties. So a few people on our team weren't aware of what a great asset they are, and they just came to play on Saturday.
That intelligence goes far
them.
Away. We are not the
Absolutely.
Same team without Tommy Hughes. Like, Tommy Hughes to us is Salvati to you guys. I used to call him the straw that stirs the drink.
Yep.
You need somebody to settle you down. You need to lay the defense. That's Mike Salvati does that.
Agreed.
And you need a guy like that on your team. Everybody does.
Absolutely. And it was just a great game to be at.
So,
and
Joe, from your standpoint, before we get to the other part,
sure.
So Bullet Club's coming
okay.
in.
Yeah.
So, 13.
I think this is the easiest way to put this game. It was like the game flipped on like two plays back to back. There was a play. It was like 5-0. Topper, you guys had the ball around midfield, and Topper called a timing route for Drew to cut back to the sideline. As soon as Topper threw it and Drew made his cut, he fell because of the snow. Yeah. Right there's Chad Griffin, and all he's got to do is pick it off and run because there's no way, especially in the snow, that Topper's catching him because that was the only person who could have got him. Griffin takes Zy off the ball, drops it.
Ooh.
Next play.
Left hand or right hand?
I don't know. next play, Topper throws a bomb. So instead of us getting a pick six that way, next play Topper just throws it up because he has to, and Gordon's covering Aaron, and Aaron has a foot on Gordon. Oof. Gordon yeah. jumps and tips the ball up. He got a piece of it, but it was behind, and Aaron just stuck his paw out and reeled it in. And all of a sudden, and then they got the 2-point conversion. So that was like basically a 14-point swing, and that was
oh, wow.
pretty much the game there.
Going back to Slim for third inch long, that's Aaron for you guys.
Yeah, Aaron.
That's
Aaron's
just a
great.
Big dude that's
guy.
Got range and
Aaron
got size.
Makes the football look like a Nerf football.
It does.
Yeah,
he's
a giant.
And he's also someone who's just focused. That's just, but Joe was right. That was a big turning point. It was a close game until then. There
yeah,
was a lot of drops on all fields.
So. It was all over the place. All over the place.
No, and then you can't really even like complain about calls or the field. No.
Jess
like
came
that.
Up and
well, you can. You can send the league an email
that
too.
That would have been a touchdown, sure. And Jess just launches herself in front of me, lays out, swats the ball
awesome.
Out right before it gets. I was like, I have to give her credit for that. I wasn't even mad. I was just like, that was great.
It was funny. We had a play too near the end zone, and Todd Hallis made a really nice catch right at the cone, but like the ball was thrown a little short, so he caught it inbounds, but like the cone was right next to him, so he wasn't in. But on the other side of the field. You would have said he was in because
yeah.
The cones were just like that far off. But it's like, what are you going to do? It's slippery. Everything's
who did set the cones up?
Believe it or not, Topper and Ramir walked every single field and lined them up. Before the season. I saw them because they were there first. I got there a little later, but Ramir and Topper literally walked every single one and just they dropped the cones together. So if anybody's anything about the cones, literally Topper and Ramir walked every single field and put them in.
Yeah, nice. I mean, it's just whatever.
It wasn't an easy job, but they were definitely
so. Hallis got called out. Did he send a lame email to the league questioning the ref's integrity? Because that
no.
seems like the thing to do when people get called out in this league.
No, he wasn't called. He was happy he made the
okay,
catch.
Good.
Just what are you going to do?
You would think.
No, it wasn't like a big deal. It was like that. It was like that close. We could have. Maybe scores more points, but not a big deal. It was a really good game.
And so. I'm not taking a shot at Hallis. I'm taking a shot at somebody else, and we'll get to that in a little bit.
I'm aware of the scenario. Do not worry.
Yeah. So I thought, and now as I'm looking at the score, this is complete falsity. A&A beat Gryffindor by 19. Like, I was told it was close, but apparently it didn't look close at all.
Well, it was close for Gryffindor.
Is Matty Ice ever going to lose to freaking Joey Batts? Like, I texted him. I said, Joey Batts, are you alive? Are you okay? Do you need a lifeline? And he's really sad right now. He's never beat him, ever.
Did Tony quarterback?
It will
yes,
happen.
And that's what he told me. In true Joey Batts fashion, if everybody's wondering, he said, it was my fault I let my brother play quarterback, which I thought was awesome. His brother played really well. That was the joke. So
now, would you guys have rather played in this week's conditions where it was a little bit warmer and no wind, but just soaking wet fields and snow, or last week where it was windy and just freezing?
Last week was terrible.
I would never.
I'd
play in
that
the snow every day.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
for us.
This Saturday was great. It was awesome. I enjoyed it. I thought for my team personally, like we wanted the track because I think we're the fastest team in the league personally. So it kind of hurt us a little bit, but we're like, dude, whatever. Let's go do this.
Mm-hmm.
So now we get to the game. It's now you see evil Matty Ice and the evil Empires trotting out to your field. It's like, here we go.
They were waiting on the sideline. Our game was still going on.
Yeah, probably with their parkas and their hats on because they were not having any of this weather. Like, I heard they were bitching about everything. We don't like this weather. We don't want to play.
Fun fact, on Friday, Matty texted me and he was like, hey, I'll probably be at the fields a little bit later than you. Just want to say good luck in your game. And I go, you know that we play at the same time. Right? And he was like, yeah, I think we're going to have to forfeit. I go, why the fuck would you forfeit? I mean, you literally played all season for this specific day and you're gonna forfeit. And he's like, well, it's snow. And I'm like, who the hell cares? And then I was like, wait a minute. So I go, certain people on the team plus snow equal no play? And he went, yeah, kind of. And because those guys aren't playing, then Maggie didn't want to play, and then somebody else didn't want to play. Manny's like, I'm not showing up with the skeleton crew in freezing temperatures
with a team that
probably can't compete. So I yelled at him and told him to give him this inspirational speech, and he finally told him. So he told him the speech, and I guess they decided to come in. Obviously, they decided to come and play, mm-hmm. just so Joey Bats didn't get a free pass into the
He could have beat Joey Bats with four people. Like,
he might. At this point, yeah, maybe it's true. Maybe it's true. And I was like, the only other thing I could have said to them to get him there is that, like, tell him Gordon was talking shit.
Oh.
But he wasn't, and that they're super fine. But
they were legitimately not going to come?
They were like, yo, it's too cold. It's shitty weather.
I got some emails. They asked us.
Sliding around.
Yeah, Topper and I the night before had a couple conversations, and we basically had agreed amongst ourselves that with the exception of a hail or lightning storm, we're playing and getting the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah, you had to, man.
Yeah, like, I'm not doing this after Thanksgiving. I'm not doing this in just, no.
At this point, it's only going to get worse, right?
Yeah, because people are literally
Which means next Saturday is going to be beautiful.
That's what they said. They're like, you're going to cancel this, right? And I'm like, nope. Next text. You're going to cancel this, right? Nope. Next text. So now, there it is. A&A 33-0. Like, did anything go wrong?
For us?
Yeah, 33-0. Like,
sure.
it had to be the game.
We had a couple drops. There was a few. Well, it was just our defense just shut them down. It didn't matter, which was amazing. Fun to watch.
You guys were a great matchup for them for the fact that your girls are so strong. Now, that's what I'm saying. Your girls are so strong that they could run with their girls and rush the guy.
Which we do. Yes. Yep.
Not many teams can do that. They don't have two girls that are as strong as like any two of you three, because any two of you guys three can run with them. Yeah.
Thank you.
That had to be cool.
They have quick, good girls as well.
They do.
Absolutely.
But somebody else might not have been able to do that. Gryffindor couldn't have done that.
I wouldn't say that necessarily.
Jess would have been interesting. I know JJ could have ran, but I'm not sure about Jet. Like, the book club would have struggled as well if they rushed the guy.
Perhaps.
I wouldn't have wanted to do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it would have been tight for you guys. I'm just saying, you guys.
Maddie took him. I don't know if he took himself out or if they decided to put another quarterback in.
We didn't really have to rush a guy. We had, because Sarah Keel finally showed up, so we had her rushing. She played really well. Like, she didn't really mess a step.
Yeah, she can rush. That's for sure.
But you have to be. Then he taps. You had to be loving life at that point. Then you're probably just like, because I've had that, our first win ever. Like, we literally kept looking at the clock. Like, please let this. Hurry up. Please, for the love of God, hurry up.
I will say this. We all asked in the second half. I remember a couple of us asked. I was like, how much time left? And I'm thinking 4 or 5 minutes. 16 and
yeah,
a half.
Exactly.
Oh, my God, just end it. We're all freezing. Just end it.
Yep.
But no, it was great. And it was great to celebrate. And it was great to help Topper bring that in. And there's no weak link on that team at all.
Well, so let me ask you this then. So going into this, I think the girl's an easy question, but the guy. So if we're going to that banquet and we're talking about D3 MVP, like, who is the best player on your team right
guys?
Now, guy-wise? Yes. Because I think girl-wise, it's...
Girl-wise, we know.
Yeah.
Guy-wise.
That's a tough one.
Topper.
Like, was it Davis? Was it Topper? Was it Drew? Like, was it... Like, that's a tough question.
I pick Aaron.
Or was it Joey Bats?
See, the thing is, it's not just me being quote unquote nice about it. It's just really hard to say. Topper definitely held it together this year, the entire season. He didn't let anything get to his head. He continued to play, push on. The only game we lost was DMX, and that was a rough one, but they're a good team.
You could make the case for Davis, but then he didn't make it for the finals. But he was there for the first round, and then you could make the case for Drew.
Was he getting a tattoo this week? Where was he?
We really don't know.
Has Topper ever won MVP in any of the Ds?
No.
No, and he won't even let us do it if we wanted to, which just means we would do it. It's a
well, that's my question. Like, I wonder, because in a couple minutes, not a couple minutes, a couple days, I can start thinking about this. Like, I really thought about this. I'm like, who do you pick for Topper's team to put up to the, you know, like, which one of those guys do you nominate, or do you nominate two of them? Because there's so many good guys in D3.
It's almost like one of those things where, you know, they all kind of take away from each other, so they kind of, like, take votes from each other.
That's my point, like, because there's so many good, like, D3 is the one division, there are so many good, like, I can name 6 to 8 guys legitimately.
Oh my God, let people vote at the banquet.
Well, there's a thought, too.
Do you have to win a championship to get
no.
MVP?
Oh, no,
not at all.
No, not at all. That's generally the way it goes, but
it doesn't hurt, right? It doesn't hurt. Yeah.
Usually the team that wins will have either the girl or the guy will get an MVP. Like, that's usually the way. I can guarantee you that. Either a girl or guy in Team Topper is going to walk away with an MVP award because there's only one. It could be both. I don't know. But we'll
Should
see.
Be.
We will see. There's a lot of good people in that division. So,
this is true.
Congratulations once again. You guys, you finally did it. You beat A&A. Like, things went really, really well.
It really did. It was a great season.
And we will definitely see you, hopefully, at the podium or somebody from Team Topper on January 11th.
We will all be there.
You better all be.
Nice. We will all be there.
Nice. Even Drew. He's invited, too. Unless he's got a tattoo appointment.
Listen, we have
never not funny.
Discussed our wardrobe for the evening already as a team.
Are you guys going to shave your heads to look like
we talked about that on the way over.
Should we hire Drew's band to play, like, in between, like, when Jimmy and Tommy are bored or something? We could put them in the hallway or something?
No.
Drew's band can
next to the clowns.
Yeah, next to the clown, the Mary Chachi band.
Why don't we have a tattoo artist doing, like, a festival tattoo type thing?
Everyone gets the
right in the hallway. Yeah. Discount tattoos.
That'd be amazing.
All right, let's try D1.
Let's try it.
First to D2. If you're looking for scores in this division, please see another league for these scores. On to your D1 semifinal games from here on out. The rest of the scores are going to be read by JR. Tossing it over. Take us away, my friend.
Game number one, we have Public Enemy with 29. Tight Ends in Motion with 18. Game two, we have Eyes Downtown with 22. Marketing Mayors, 21. And your final, we have Public Enemy, 23. Eyes Downtown, only manufactured, 21.
On behalf of JR, I'm JC. It's been our pleasure reading the scores for you this week. Look for us over at the banquet. Stop by. Those are your D1 games. Lenny, back to you.
I'm already thinking about the JR and JC t-shirts. I gotta be honest with you. We call for your plan guy. We know
he's producing them right now. Yeah.
That's what I want more than that. Yeah, I want one of those.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to football, I would say Ohio State versus Michigan is probably one of the greatest rivalries in the history of sports. Public Enemy and Ice Downtown is getting very close to that rivalry. It might be even worse. It was as terrible and as bad as you can possibly imagine. It ended on the last play. It was an absolute train wreck. Tight Ends in Motion, kudos to them. Kyle Conniff did return.
Yes, he did.
The Squirrel returned. I don't know if you know who Squirrel is. He used to be a sub on Eyes Downtown. Little fast guy. Really good. He actually played for Tight Ends in Motion as well. They did not fare too well in the weather. They struggled a little bit. They will have their day in the sun. It wasn't Saturday, but that, once again, is a really good team. Tiger wasn't there either, which hurt them a lot.
Well, he can't. He's still broken.
Yeah, so it struggled a little bit.
Was this game ever close to in doubt for you guys, Len?
Not really. I'd love to say it was close. The score is not indicative of what it was. It was like 22-0 at one point.
Yeah, gotcha.
And we kind of took our foot off the gas. But, you know, kudos to them. They fought back. That's still a good group. Dave Baker's a good guy, and they still got good playmakers. Emily's awesome over there. And, once again, I hate to say it, Alex struggled.
They know what the problem is.
We're 6-0 against them now, so we've kind of have the magic potion of we do things a certain way, and they just keep working.
Did you see any of the other game, or were you so focused?
I did. I hate to say this, but at one point when it was 22-0, I actually left
just
the game
spaced out
because I want. No, I actually walked to the other game because I wanted to know what was. Here's the thing.
You're scouting at that point.
The world and my team wanted Marketing Mayors. I got to be honest with you. I wanted nothing other than Eyes Downtown to march to that field. I don't care. I wanted them one more time, and we got them. Marketing Mayors was up, actually up until the end. And if memory serves me right, they actually made it 21-20. I think they went for two. And I think they scored and then they stopped him, if memory serves me right. That's how it went.
Wow, they went for the win.
That's pretty sweet. It wasn't like the last play, though, but it was like the series and the marketing could come back down, and I think they stopped them. I think that's how it ended, because then I left again, because they scored once or twice when I left and went, uh-oh, I better go the other way. So I did. And then it just, it didn't start well. Like, you know, there's an unwritten rule in this league that if you're the higher seed, you basically decide where you get to play. And you know, you were on it. Field one was a freaking, just a slush pit from hell.
Did somebody from us, like, chime in on what field we wanted to play on?
No, but us, we did. Like, literally before the coin flip, we played on field one and they played on field two, so we knew every nook and cranny of the field. We knew everything was going on, and they came over, and I'm like, let them walk, because we're 7-0. Actually, we were 8-0 at the time, and I'm like, it's our call. And he came over, and there's already, you know, we were a little upset at his emails the week before, and there's good people over there, but we're a little not happy with the quarterback. And he said, well, you know, the other field's good. And I'm like, okay, we're playing here.
Wait, you're talking field one?
Yeah, field one was, I wanted to play in the sloppy field.
Yeah, field one was atrocious.
It was atrocious, and I knew it was atrocious. Yeah. He looked at me and went, really? I'm like, yep. And then he said something again. I said, just so you know, I'm the number one seed. We're playing here. And I turned my back and I walked away. Nice. So then the ref just kind of said, okay, we're playing on field one. And that
so
was
Puckett awesome. Wanted to play on that field?
No. They could have.
They probably don't even know that they could have.
Yeah, they could have. If they wanted to move fields, they could have. Oh, it's an unwritten rule.
There's going
to
be a protest.
There is, it doesn't matter. That's where the game's scheduled. But if you ever want to move it, the higher seed always has the right of way.
Because, like, I think even Maddie pointed out that the field that they were on with Gryffindor was much better than the ones we were slopping around on.
One and two were a train wreck.
And they still ended up, you guys still played on our field, though, right? Kelly, you still played the game where we played, right?
Because
I thought Topper said we're just staying here.
Yeah, we stayed. Yeah.
Believe it or not, one and two get the most wear because those are always the fields that are in use. So if you think about the math, there's more games, so it's going to be... Yeah, five and six were just great.
Two wasn't... I didn't think two was overly bad. No. One was disgusting.
It was more snow. Was one was mud.
So the game went back and forth and back and forth, and play was made, and honestly, at two plays, like Joe's case said, fifth and one, they went for the kill shot, and they missed it. Ramir was literally parallel to the line, saw Maddie Moore have a foot out and called it out. Oh. Bobby ran over, accused Ramir of missing the call, even though he was not parallel. He would have been perpendicular to the play and 24 feet away, yet he could see it. The guy that was 6 feet away, parallel to the line, said it was out. So that was an interesting argument. And then we scored at the end with 2 minutes to go. We scored 8, and then they had 6 plays. They were on our 12, I think.
Okay.
And they went for it, and they went to Greg Osika, and that was it. He said, no soup for you, and game over.
Did he pick it off, or did he just...
No, he just knocked it over. He literally broke before the receivers. But I'll tell you the interesting thing about this. We talked about this, you know, in the article. Matty Moore has won 5, 6 D1 titles and made probably more big catches than anyone alive right now.
Yeah.
He wasn't in the game.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Their number four guy was in who really done nothing in his career in this league, and Matty Moore was on the sideline. And people were like, what's he doing there, dude? And Matty Moore, last year's semifinals, lit us up like a Christmas tree. Lit up Greg Osika. Osika got retribution because they went at him, and this year they went at him and nothing. So,
good for Greg.
Congratulations, Public Enemy 1. And then, like I said, after the game, the arguments ensued, and, you know, Beth wasn't too happy, and, you know, whatever, that's her opinion. But he sent an email to Ramir claiming that Ramir's judgment was against him and that it was personal call. I'm like, dude, just shut up. You know what? Baccio sent him an email telling him to stick it. Tommy Hughes sent him an email to stick
it. Baccio showed me his email, and I just thought it was fucking great.
When you're sending emails to the league because you don't like that you lost, come on, man. I'm sorry, but listen, I've lost a ton of games, and I've never done that.
Well, would you email yourself?
Maybe. Yes.
No, I would. There's no way you wouldn't.
I would.
There's probably just a long email of a chain between you and your personalities.
Yes. But you just don't. We've all lost games, and sometimes you don't get a call, but you want to, like, come off like a freaking sour grapes or schmuck? You know, do that. Because what do you want, man?
Right.
You know, I don't know what else to tell you. Like, just don't do that. You shake the hands of the people that that beat you, and you say, you know what? That same team beat us on the last freaking play in overtime the season before. Every single person on our team went out to that handshake line, shook their hands, congratulated them. When they won after, I congratulate them, and that was that. That's how you do it.
This is what it is.
Yep. So that's it. So those are our 5 champions. This is the point in the evening where we go to LVP MVP. Scotty, we'll start with you.
Can I have 2 MVPs?
You can have as many as you want.
Do whatever you want, man. It's your show.
MVP, I would say our team MVP probably this game would be the young lady to my left.
Nice.
By the playoffs.
Thanks.
She played. I gave her a hug in the back of the end zone. I think that's the first time we've ever hugged on the football field.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, it was.
It's official now.
I did have a half chub.
It's football official.
Nice.
My other MVP is a guy that my sister gave LVP to last week because me and him had a nice conversation outside, and he's a pretty nice guy.
He is. Yes.
Don't. Can we not air that? Because I want the bad blood to keep bubbling.
Nah, you and Gordon are both. It's fine.
I told you would be. I told you guys would like Gordon.
He's an asshole.
Yeah.
Once you understand Gordon, it's all good.
I've been telling people that before. I like that guy.
He's a nice guy.
Do you have any LVPs then?
Stegmaier, obviously. You don't jam somebody when they're going for the cyclone softball.
Yeah,
just keep.
Well, and I think 40-year guy had a chance to, you know, like the girl said for Puckett, he could have proposed in the end zone per podcast a couple weeks ago, and he didn't do it. So
I'm going to ask you flat out, Thanksgiving dinner, do you anticipate seeing 40-year playing guy or Stegmaier at
or
that
both?
Table?
Oh, wow.
Oh,
put him at the kids' table.
That would be spectacular.
Can you imagine Stegmaier's at the family table, but everything. Like 40-year playing guys with all the kids at the kid table? I can just so picture that happening.
Scott, like 20 beers in, just walking in the... I'd love to see my mother's face would be spectacular.
Poor 40-year playing guy.
That'd be awesome.
I might invite him.
You should. What do you
should.
What do you have to lose? Nothing.
Oh, I'm not even going to be at that house, so I don't have anything to lose.
If all that right. happened, though, you'd find a way to get
oh,
there.
Oh, I'd definitely be there.
Cole, MVP, LVP, what do you got?
MVP would be our entire team, I think.
Yay.
Just for sticking it out for, you know, the entire season. We gelled really well together and brought it home. LVP, I'm just going to go ahead and say Kevin Keller.
Nice.
Because he actually missed a couple of weeks and decided to show up last Saturday and left after our first game and didn't show up again until after halftime.
After halftime
game.
Of the second. Who does that? I don't
know. Yeah.
If you're probably up by 30, he's like, okay, I can play now.
I thought he went home or did something and then I was like,
got lost again.
Yeah, he did catch the clincher.
He did. But
I heard you guys
weren't going
to. I heard you're not renewing his contract for next season.
Well, we have a new captain next year. It's going to be her decision on whether he plays or goes.
Oh. Passing that buck.
Yes.
If it's who I think it is, does that mean Stegmaier is going to be on third inch long?
Maybe. You have no. I have no idea.
She's in the room.
No, she's not. She wants no part of that responsibility. It's Katie's responsibility now.
Ah, there it is.
Does the name of the team change?
Third and XTC? So.
Can you call it Love Octagon?
Oh, that'd be spectacular.
Fifth and extra.
Those
strong.
Would be funny T-shirts.
Yeah, but what about all the shirts Scott already made? He's going to have to get rid of them first.
Well, that's all right. Before you play, I can deal with that.
Put them on the clearance rack.
You can sell them to Home Tech.
Yeah. Send them back to Africa like we talked
send
about.
Send them to Home Tech.
Send them to
Lenny. That's where I thought Kevin Keller was going.
I love Home Tech.
Home Tech coming back. Send Kevin Keller to Home Tech.
He did have big numbers when he played for Home Tech, so
he might want to go back there.
Nice. All right, Kel, MVP, MVP, who you got?
I just get MVPs. That'd be great.
You can do whatever you want to do.
All right. I never do LVP.
We have to pick one.
Yeah, you got to pick one.
Tomato ice.
I want to, but then I'm still putting his name out there.
You could say the unnamed quarterback who got benched in the ANA Topper game.
ANA Gryffindor game. Like Joey got benched.
Joey probably got benched too.
True. But I'm going to give MVP to Topper because it's well fucking deserved. It's been a long time. And he was just there, and he did great.
If he wins the D3 MVP at the banquet, does he get cheered with a standing ovation, or does he get booed?
Oh, he gets cheered. He gets picked up. Never gets dropped.
How many people do you think it takes to do that?
It took Drew and I.
Okay. He's already trying to figure out how he's going to have the trophy presented. Like, he's giving me all these ideas. I'm like, oh, God, Topper. I don't know if you guys remember Monish.
It.
He wants a chariot brought in with Monish on the chariot with his trophy, which is where we're at right now. I think that'd be pretty funny.
It
would be funny if Monish came in on a chariot. And LVP?
I already said. Unnamed.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Joseph K., what do you say?
I guess for LVPs, I'll go back to the couple people on ANA who didn't want to play the game because of the snow. I mean, granted, they ended up doing it, but just the idea of not playing on this week when other teams would be killing to be there, it's kind of shitty. I didn't like that too much. MVPs are Lenny Elba's storylines. Let's face it, every single thing that happened was cool and perfect in Lenny's world. Third inch long winning, Public Enemy beating Eyes Downtown, and emails being sent. Ramir getting involved now. Topper winning. Joey Bats losing, me losing.
Love Octagon.
yeah, exact. Love Octagon. Quinn beating Hope and Ruin finally. That's storyline. Peachy playing Celino. Like, everything you kind of talked about in Love is just like the MVP this time. It was just a really good day, and the storyline endings were just perfect.
We didn't get the ending we were all waiting for, though. Katie Keller is still single, and there is no love yet.
Well, there's still a banquet that could be easily turned into a wedding reception.
What do you think happens on that taxi ride home if first Stegmar and 40-year plan guy end up in that taxi?
I'd like to be a fly on the wall.
You know what? If they end up in that taxi, I'm bringing a freaking film crew. I don't care if I got to put everybody in. I'll get a limo bus if I have to.
Yes, let's do fake. Let's do fake.
Can you imagine them in a limo bus and all of a sudden they go to the front seat,
taxi cab,
me and six guys with cameras and a whole audio crew and a boom guy?
GoPro, it'll work. Let's do it.
Oh, that would be so funny.
Spectacular.
Because they had a taxi cab ride from hell at the last banquet. We all remember this.
They went 2 blocks.
Yep.
Oh. The memories. We'll get there eventually, people. Don't you worry about that. Jimmy, LVP, MVP?
Absolutely. I was waiting for you to ask. MVPs. MVPs are everyone in the league that chose to step up this session as well as these playoffs right here and contest the calls and the refs and have a voice. And I kudos to you for doing that. And LVPs is anyone that criticizes people that email because they had a problem with it. And I give credit and kudos to those that stand up with a voice and they want to be heard. That's right. Kudos to the MVPs in this league for standing up for themselves. Good people like Third Inch Long and One Topper Too Many for standing up and beating adversity. And all those
adversity.
LVPs out there for saying mean things and being judgmental or having issues with the color of someone's fingernail paint or being judgmental or judgmental. So,
are you taking a shot at Emily Schilling? Because she called me judgmental.
That's all I have. No. She's an MVP for speaking up.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
My bad.
I just turned.
That's Jay-Z / JR. The t-shirts will be coming.
Jay-Z. There you go.
No comments. Nothing. We're done. We're dead in the water now.
Lenny Elba, you got MVP.
I got two quick ones.
Turn his mic off, Jim.
I got to give the LVP to the Ice downtown quarterback. You have a great team. There's great people over there, but you can't be the guy that loses and sends the sour grapes even. You can't. You're better than that, pal.
Yes, you
got to be better than that. You played a great game. This is a great rivalry. It will continue to be a great rivalry. You know, take it in for what it is. And my MVP, like, you know, Kelly and like Scott and Nicole, I want to give it to my whole team. But if I got to pick one, definitely Greg Osika. And once again, last semifinal, you know, guy got torched a little bit on defense, had a whole season to think about it. Games on the line, 12. I mean, literally everybody was glued to that game. I've never felt the amount of energy of like 60, 70 people watching it. Every single person was cheering for us. That felt cool. Like that team had nobody cheering for them. And just one play went right at Osika again, and Osika jumped on the ball right before the receiver and knocked it down, and game over. Public Enemy's the champs, so kudos to Greg Osika for that. So, well, we're 52 minutes. Time to go around the room with our final thoughts. This is it till January 11th, 2019 at American Hotel, 4, 5, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night, something like that. Details to follow. So, Scotty, we'll start with you. Final thoughts.
Bullet Club, we'll see you week one.
I hope so.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. Can we talk about that real quick?
Well, we don't have to worry about playing Puck at week one.
Oh!
Or do you?
Maybe.
They might move back up.
If there's a D2, do you follow them up to D2?
Yeah.
Because we're probably going to have to be in D2, just letting you know that.
Somebody said that we're going to go to D3 and they're going to bounce back to D4. That's what I heard rumbling.
I thought that'd been funny as hell.
No, I know the committee. It's not a thing.
That would be funny.
You're in the new D2.
Yes, why not?
Probably. But here's a straight question. Does Bullet Club make it to the new D2?
Absolutely. Partly. Wait till I give you my roster. You're going to be so mad.
Okay. Well, yeah, they're going to get Zach Newberry back.
They lost
and Travis.
Too many. You can't have a record like that and then move up.
How funny is it going to be when Topper wins the trophy and then all of a sudden Joe Kay and freaking Matty Ice and Gryffindor like have these super cyborg teams and like that's going to be winning the title losing by 40 every week.
D2 is going to be like Thunderdome, man.
Bring
yeah.
it.
Bring them all.
I can't even imagine. Like, I already know what Matty Ice is up to. I can't even imagine what Joe Kay is up to. Though I'm assuming Travis and Zach are going to find their way back to the club.
That sounds accurate.
Four teams in D1.
It's probably going to be.
Pretty much. That's just before then. Maddie and I will come form into one more giant super team, and we'll go to D1.
Whoa, whoa, wait. This was Mr. Keller's final thought.
Well, he has a question.
I think I said it. I got it out, Jim.
Okay.
Yeah, he said week one.
Joe can't hide over there.
That would be a great week one game, wouldn't it, though? Bullet Club, freaking third and Sean, field one, let's do it.
It'll get rained out, get played. That's
well, no, if it gets rained out, you've got to play.
That would be amazing.
If it's in the mud, you've got to play them.
Or every spring, that's what
if it's in the mud, you're playing them.
Oh,
like, we'll play one game that day, just because they got to play it in the bad weather conditions.
Oh, my God, Len. The Adams mark is big enough.
That'd be hilarious.
Let's do it indoors.
Okay, I got an idea. Everybody, let's keep a secret between the league. We're all going to tell 40-year plan guy that Third and Schlong is going to play Bullet Club in the parking lot. Let's see if we can get him dressed in his outfit for that game.
I'll set up the cones in the parking lot.
100% would.
Oh, my God. We could set the – honestly, let's just pretend there's a game. We'll have referees sitting there in ref
shirts.
Well,
hold on. When you guys said you were talking about stuff on the way here about what to wear, it's not going to be like Third and Schlong tuxedos, right? Because if he wouldn't wear that, I'd be super pissed.
That's spectacular. Oh, my God. We may go
he should make
no.
those. Get their Schlong tuxedos. It'd be amazing.
There's a plate. Like, Matty Ice used to have those crazy places. Like, Matty Ice used to come to the bank with those crazy tuxedos. There's a
those
place you can
awesome.
Get those. Those
yeah.
were awesome.
They're super awesome.
China.
The interwebs. Oh, wow. Any final thoughts? Heading into the new season? In the banquet? You excited?
I am. I am very excited, actually. I always look forward to it. We had a
you
good
sound
time
like
last
it.
Year. Do I?
God, most excited she's ever sounded on this podcast.
I know.
She was pissed last year when you waited till the last minute to play the wobble.
Long day yesterday, guys.
Do you guys think 40-year playing guy and Stegmaier will be at your table at the banquet?
Yes.
No.
0% chance.
No.
Okay. No, there is no chance. Especially if my father's there, too, there is 0% chance.
What is Stegmaier and your father? Like, how is that reaction? Like, have they talked yet?
I think they talked at the wine tournament briefly. That was, my dad said...
What? That...
With that.
I just can't see him and Stegmaier working. I don't see it.
If he can't take a joke, then that Thanksgiving would be fun.
That would be awesome.
That would be spectacular.
You'd have to invite 40-year playing guy just for like the oh my god, it'd be like a food house. Fight and everything. Oh,
Lenny, why is Lenny here? He needed to be.
And why are these six guys holding a boom, a microphone, and 14 cameras? Don't worry about it.
It's amazing.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, of course it would be.
Any more final thoughts from the Kellers?
No.
Bring on Bullet Club?
Yeah.
Oh, 40-year plans alive.
Okay, good.
Yay.
He just found his phone. So
nice. Hooray.
No thank yous. No, let's do it again, JC. Nothing.
Oh, Jim, that was coming later. I thought we were coming
all
back.
All right, cool. No, that's good.
I do want to say thank you for having me here. I'm doing more than just giggling in the background
nice.
All the time. So.
January 11th, Jim, me and you. Tell Tommy good. Not even to come.
Oh, yes. Nice.
He's going to be dealing with balloon animals. Tommy's got a lot of stuff to worry about on January 11th at the Edith Merck Hotel.
I can
it's going to be awesome. I got a lot of work to go. I got a new project. I got to find a mariachi band. I got to find a mime. I got to find some clowns. Kelly, final thoughts. What do you got?
Wait. And now it's time for Kelly's final thought.
Okay. I just get one thought.
As many as you want.
It's been a great season.
Be better than that.
No, I said I got one. Mic drop.
No,
is that a final thought?
I liked it.
It could be a run-on sentence.
That's
keep
so
going.
Funny.
No, really. I am, believe it or not, I'm kind of destroyed from yesterday. That's a good final thought. Wine tour was amazingly
that's
fun yesterday.
Where I was going.
Did you ever imagine, did you think for
that
a
was
minute
my first wine tour,
the
by
top
way.
Team topper would have got the trophy before sure. cunning stunts?
Did I imagine? Yeah.
Okay.
Only because... Cunning Stunts, that was only our second season together, and only having two losses until the... I mean, I'm really proud of us. But, one Topper, one. It was time. It was time, and...
Now it's time
some...
to retire. I'm kidding.
And after getting taken to task by both Emily and Kelly on Saturday, I now know who the real captains of the teams are, so we are playing this girl game in the fall or spring, come hell or high
team,
water.
We
know
and
that.
I was like, why
is
Joey getting these texts?
Yeah, that was
like,
my bad. This game is going down, and we're still going to get a trophy of some sort.
Oh, we're going to do it. That's another final thought. We need to play them.
We can't be week
unsanctioned
one.
Unsanctioned match.
We need a great game each week. So Bullet
Let's
Club's
just do
got third
like
strong
a
week
midwinter
one.
Break.
Do you want it week two?
Bring it in. Midwinter indoor.
Where?
Lenny, just because of that,
I don't
like
care.
I'm going to put schedule
we will
requests
be there.
In the bottom
nice.
Topper.
We will be there.
Nice. This is good. I think if I went to you and Emily, this game would have been played.
Yeah, it'd be played
oh,
right now.
You're damn right.
We could have been filming live from it.
Damn it. I'm honestly getting to the point almost where, like, and Jimmy, if we ever could do this, I want to try this once where literally, like, I have a crew and we announce the game. Like, I want Joe Kay as a sideline reporter, and I want to announce the game with somebody. Like, I think
let's
that would be funny as well.
Let's do it.
Let's
do it. Let's do it. Yeah. Me and JR.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We'll set up.
Joe Kay, you would be perfect as like Aaron Andrews on the sideline.
Yeah, we'll give him the wireless.
Doing Joe Kay stuff.
Halftime interviews.
Yep. I wanted to just do. Actually, I wanted to just do one game. We'll take
you know the we'll take the wireless headset.
Absolutely.
The Tony Robbins mic. We'll put it on Joe Kay. He could wear it while he plays. And we will ask him questions during the game of play.
I just think Joe Kay asking people like crazy sideline questions that totally perplexes them, I think would be freaking worth the price of admission. That would be funny.
I want to see Joe Kay talk while he plays.
It'd be TSL mic'd up.
Third and Schlong's up 37-0. Joe, how do you feel?
I'm not watching their game because I'm in a higher division than them.
Oh, see what I mean? That's why he's got to be a sideline reporter.
Oh, snap.
Guy. Don't play this game.
DJ Jimmy, final thoughts.
Yeah, I'm pissed off at you, Len. Still. I think you're a great guy. But before this session, you said, hey, Jimmy. I'm like, what? You're like, Jimmy. I'm like, what? You're like, I need a new F, Mary, Kill intro.
I know.
I'm like, okay, no problem. So we talk about this. We build this. I spend hours, and we have not used it once this entire session.
Okay, play the music. I got one for the Keller Clan.
Okay.
Oh, and right. I want you to delve into your inner Katie Keller.
Oh, Jesus.
Everybody else delves into
Boots
that.
Can take over this one. Thanksgiving should be fun.
That's a sex machine to all the cheeks. Okay, I got this. If you were Katie Keller, F, Mary, Kill, Stegmaier, 40-year plan guy, Zach the new guy.
Boom.
I'd plead the fifth.
Zach the new guy.
Yes, the new guy that she seemed a little enamored with when she was drinking too much last week.
What are the rules? They have to answer.
F, Mary, Kill. Who does she F? Who does she marry? Who does she kill?
Junior's doing like that big exhale thing that says, oh shit, Elba, you nailed it.
She said her car is still running.
Have to answer.
Yeah, if you're Katie Keller, who is it? F, Mary, Kill.
Can Kelly answer?
Absolutely not.
No, Nicole's in there. She's got to channel her inner Katie Keller and give me this answer.
I'm going to say Kill, 40-year plan.
Oh, but yeah.
Unfortunately. Don't look so sad.
Sorry, Scott.
Going based on Katie. Oh, boy.
This is the one that's interesting.
Mary Steg.
Steg has commitment issues.
Well, I don't know who Zach is. So
he's the guy who was at the end of the bar in the blue. He was there this Saturday.
Oh,
the weird guy?
Oh, the guy with the hat on backwards?
Oh, man. He's Kill.
Who tries to climb on for drinks.
He's Kill. I'm sorry. I didn't know who that was. He's Kill.
He's Kill.
So now 40-year might have...
Might have a shot. You're saying he's got a shot.
So you're saying there's a
Alba, you son of a bitch. You did it again.
What's that guy's name?
Zach. That was me.
You found somebody that they had to pick Kill. Right. So that they had to pick one of the two other people.
All right, so starting over, just to make it nice and clear, backwards hat guy is...
Kill.
He's killed.
Kill.
Okay, and then F is...
Easily.
40-year plan.
Okay, and then Mary is...
Steg.
Okay.
God, that's so backwards.
There you go. And that's okay. I'm a little surprised. I thought she was going to marry a 40-year plan guy, but that's okay. We still got time.
She should.
I think everybody wins there.
Hey, that's a win-win for everyone. That's a win-win for everyone.
Well, that new guy's with the parents is probably sad.
Does he know there's beer in the fridge? He's probably sitting out there trying to grab one.
Creeping on all photos and everything.
Joe Kay, what do you say? Final thoughts.
Oh, well, I was going to touch more on the wine tour thing. I say this every year, like before the season and after it, but like TSL is awesome because of how we are just like a family. And it's going to be shitty that... You know, we're not going to be playing Saturday football for a little bit, but that's not a big deal. We still have the banquet coming, and we still have a whole bunch of other things going on. Last night I had a wine tour, and I was sitting in the back of the bus just like looking at my extended family, just everybody getting drunk and having a good time with each other, and they're having just like so much fun.
Was it a train wreck as much as we can anticipate?
Yeah, absolutely. 100,000%. That's exactly what you want it to be. We were drinking wine at 9 in the morning.
That's amazing.
So we were just driving around on a limo bus, singing songs, having a great time, and it's just like, it's truly the best part of the TSL is how it brings people together. Like it's like we've said it before, we're more of a drinking league and a friend league than we are a football league.
This is true.
I love all the people I meet. I'm going to miss not seeing them at least once a week for a little bit, but again, I'm looking forward to that banquet, and again, if you haven't been to a banquet before, just go. It's the best. It's literally a wedding without the wedding, unless Lenny does something different, but other than that, I mean...
There's just as much love there.
There's more love there than a wedding. So, I can't wait to see you guys again, and that's about it. Lenny, take us home.
Oh, well, I got a couple thoughts today.
Nice.
You know, sometimes I think you get a little nostalgic, and I don't know how other people do it, but normally as football is starting, I'm driving in my car, and I'm listening to a song or something, and, you know, I'm thinking about the day and what I got to do. For some weird reason, I got to thinking again, and I said, holy smokes, I said, we've been here since 2011, which means that we're in our 14th or 15th season, I believe. And I said, this is like the seventh time I've made it to a D1 championship, because I, in my head, it thought, you know, there's no way we're not going to lose, and, to Titans Emotion at least. And it turns out we were right. And I said, you know, as I look back on this, I said, my God, we've done a lot. Like, we started this league. We have basically turned a special person into a franchise player. We've shot a video. We've had bagpipers. We've had freaking just
Doug Allen.
We've done almost
had CJ
everything.
Jason Sanchez.
Yeah, we've chased. I've been Captain Ahab. I've chased Moby Dick as well. We've done so much. And I said, I've played in the big games. I've consulted in the big games. I said, but there's only two things I haven't done yet. And I said, you know, it made me think of Ric Flair. And, he had this saying, and he said, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And I said, you know, there's two things I haven't done. I said, one, I want eyes downtown on field number one. And I said, I want this thing to be as crazy as it could be. And it was. We went on the last plane. I said, there's only one thing left to do. And I said, on January 11th, I said, and this has been going on for, I want to say 7 years now, we've had the fall banquet.
Yeah.
Time after time after time.
Actually, since 2011, the entire time.
Yeah,
the entire
once,
time.
Once a fall. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So seven, six times leading into today, I have sat there behind Topper because I don't like to get the spotlight as much as he does for some weird reason. I have sat there as team after team after team has come up down that aisle, and I've handed the D1 trophy to them. And I said, that's kind of irked me. And I said, you know, how cool would that be if for once I get to hand the trophy to my team? So on January 11th, I'm excited because for once, I get to be the guy that gets to hand my guys the trophy, and I'm excited for that. And then I got to thinking one more time, and I said, man, I'm all about storylines. And I said, if you were going to walk away from this once and for all, you got to end when you're on top. And I said, this would be an interesting storyline. So I got to be honest with you. I got a lot on my mind right now. I don't know what I'm going to do. So I'm only going to think about January 11th right now. I'm excited for that banquet, and just thanks to everybody. It was everybody was a podcast guest. Everybody who Coach Jay with the football camp, and Joe Kay and Jimmy and Emily Curry, who did a bunch of podcasts before she got called to other things. Thanks to everyone. Thanks to Ramir. And like I said, BF at Topper and I, thanks. This league wouldn't be what it was if it wasn't for the people. So once again, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our league. Even the bad apples, I can live with you too as well. Not two, you person, because right now it's only one person that's on my list. But hopefully he looks in the mirror and says, you know what, I think I was a little bit of a doucher, and I can be a better person. And hopefully he comes back in the spring and he's better than he was this season, not from a physical standpoint, just as a person standpoint. So once again, congrats to the champs. Thanks to all the people that that joined us. And I'm telling you, get there on January 11th. This banquet is going to go off the hook. Never in the history of Topper Sports League is Topper and I both won at the same time. So we said, let's do something even stupider than we normally do.
Shots for everyone.
Yeah, and you want to laugh. Topper, going out with this one. So we got our tab, which was an absolute train wreck on Saturday. And Topper had the line of the day. He basically looked at me and looked at the tab and literally said, Lenny, I don't care. In the spring, we're both losing on purpose. So I thought that was kind of funny. It's like, we're not so doing funny. This again. That tab was tough.
What a... Are we going to spin the wheel at the banquet?
There was talk of it. Who are we talking to? Somebody asked me, I think it was Molly Morgan, who said, how cool would it be if we got six more prizes or six more punishments?
Spun it at the banquet.
And we spun it right at the banquet. And yes. I'm like, why not? I mean, I'm talking awesome. Right now. I want to get a mariachi band. I'm thinking about clowns and a mime and maybe some other stupid things. I'm going to see what I can do, but that'd be kind of funny.
There you go.
So let's see what else can happen. But ladies and gentlemen, I think this league should have at least 150, 200 people. This is going to be literally insane. I've been to the room. It's awesome. It's huge. It's off the beating path. Jimmy and Tommy, Five Star Productions, are going to be with us. Thanks again, guys, for hosting us and letting us
always.
Be here. I can't wait to see how excited it's going to be to have you guys there.
I have a sincere, serious question for you.
Yes.
Veterans, people that used to play, people that you haven't seen in a long time, can they come?
I don't see why not.
Everybody can come.
You know some people in this league that aren't here anymore.
Yeah, this isn't
day.
Just a league thing. If people want to be invited to a party, like I said, the tickets are reasonable too. Like,
bring
if you have a friend or a significant, like ooh. Guys, that this is for the night. This is going to be. This is you're going to spend probably quadruple this at a bar. So there's going to be food. There's going to be an open bar for I think 4 hours. We always have something going an hour or two before.
Let's call some people out. I got two names right now. Dawn and Spike, show on up. Who do you got?
I haven't seen them for
a while. Come on, put two names
on there. I could throw
put
some
two.
Names.
Just
I,
two.
Let me, I, there's too many in my head right now.
It's not okay, Todd. Just two names, quick. Two names. Two names. Call some people out. Who should come?
Bee's brother.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Stole it from me. Just what I was going to say.
Nice. Haven't seen him
dressed
in a while.
Up as a clown playing in a mariachi band. I'll take it all the way if I have
the
to.
The guy with the backwards hat on?
Yes. Perfect.
There it is.
Your future brother-in-law.
Oh, Steggs? Yeah.
There you go.
Steggs doesn't look that bad right now, does he?
Kelly, no one.
We need to consider all the alternatives.
Call
the Todd.
The
yes,
Todd.
The Todd would be awesome.
The Todd.
The Todd.
There's an award named after the Todd.
I know.
Didn't you have a bunch of cool people from that like Frizzy's team when I first started that were really cool?
Chat was the best. Chat won Rookie of the Year 5 straight years. And it, yes. I'll never forget this true story to tell you. Chet Cassio is one of the greatest people in the history of this league. He was, and when he was one of those guys, it was super nice, a little quiet, but when he drank, funniest person on the planet. I'll never forget the first, no, it was the second year he won Rookie of the Year. I used to smoke, and he was outside having a cigarette with me, and he started crying. He was so happy that he won an award.
Second.
And by the fifth year. Straight year that he won the award, he wasn't crying anymore. He's like, Lenny, if you give me Rookie of the Year one more time, he goes, I'm going to kill you. So,
that's
but,
amazing.
Mrs. Axel.
Yeah, Katie Kelly Weiser.
Haven't
yes.
seen her in forever.
Matter of fact, going back to a quick story about Chet Cassio, years ago, one year he didn't, like, he missed a lot of games. I think I've told you guys this story before. I had a Chet bobblehead, and Dave Walter helped me. We actually built a stain, like a pillar, and we used to put it on the 50-yard line and the sideline, and we put the Chet bobblehead on top
like
of it.
Like Jobu.
Yeah. 1 week, he missed, like, 3 straight weeks of football. So I told you the story. This is how my brain works. I dismembered the bobblehead, and what I did was I put it in an envelope, got his address in 2 straight weeks. You know what the serial killer writing? I said, if you don't come back to football, this will be you. So the first week, stop. I said the head and the legs, and the second week I shattered the torso and everything. And I said, one of the weeks by mistake, his wife opened up the letter and said, what is wrong with these people? So that was pretty funny.
Not even these people, it's one
yeah.
person.
Yeah, that was funny. So yeah, I did serial killer that.
Is Walter coming?
Walter yes. is in Florida doing Walter stuff.
But he might show up.
You never know.
What about Moniche? He's
well, we're working on getting Moniche in a chariot to hand Topper the D3 trophy.
That'd
we don't know if
nice.
He is neither confirmed nor denied our request yet.
In a chariot?
Yeah, so I think Moniche in a chariot
in
would
a
be
chariot
magical.
Pulled by Bee's brother?
No, the clowns, the mimes, and the mariachi band. Come on, Joe, okay?
All of the above. All
and the Bee's above. Brother. Bee's brother going to be the chariot with Moniche.
Why has Joe David never came to a banquet?
Actually, you know what? He stopped at one, actually. No, that's not true. He was at...
Holiday Inn
or Embassy. Yeah, he was at one of
he
them.
Was at
yes, he was.
Inn.
He stopped by early.
He did.
So, once again, thanks to Scott and Nicole. Thanks to Kelly. Thanks to Joe. Thanks to Jimmy. Thanks for playing in Topper Sports League. And like I said, last time, get there January 11th.
See you there.
What about other leagues?
I don't care. Whoever wants to come can come. Can
what
come
about in. People that run other leagues?
They can, honestly,
they
I don't care either.
Honestly, prefer... Show up.
I'm the guy that's still pushing this freaking Topper Sports League for Game On. Like, they've gone radio silent. I extended the olive branch. I want it on the record that
well,
I said, listen.
Make it work.
Yeah, I go, and Lenny Sinor. I told them both. I said, guys, whatever we need to do to make this work, if you want to play at your place first, fine. But let's make this happen, and I've yet to hear back from them. So,
it's
not from lack of trying.
There is going to be a podcast table there. If you're from another league and you run
that
and you stop by, you're more than welcome to sit down. Love to talk to you for a
little bit. Could we do a podcast, like, in the commission, the mariachi band and the clowns in the background?
It'd be fantastic.
They can make balloon animals right at the table with us.
Somebody out there can go the extra mile and show up to this podcast.
Yeah, you got to make this night. This is going to be fun. You guys told us, anyone in the falls, we went downtown, we listened once again. So, yeah, Joey Batts, I don't care. Come out from the rock you're hiding under. You should. You're not going to win back-to-back MVP, but you should be at the podcast
and bring your wife. She's much more fun than you.
Maybe yes.
Maybe
yes.
Definitely.
Well, she is. Jill's really nice.
Unless there's a wrestling event, Joey's not as fun as she is.
Joey's awesome at a wrestling event. Hey, we can put a wrestling ring in the middle of the room if we have to. If that's what it takes to get him there, we'll do it.
Ramirez brother casket match. Go.
Should do it anyway.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we will see you once again on January 11th at the Adams Mark. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. When you play football, you be nice. Don't make me come find you. I'm so.